Hey now, welcome in y'all, and guess what time it is? That's right, it's porch time. And I am thank you guys so much for the new I Am sponsorships. You guys really know how to make a girl feel special. I am the one and only Miss McKinney. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for your support. It is awesome to have found a whole nother community that supports, that listens. It is so awesome to touch continents that I may not ever even physically visit, and they come back and continue to listen. So thank you guys so very, very much. We're going to keep it rolling with our dad series. I'm always super touched with my mom and dad episodes, but most definitely my dad's, because they are priceless to me, just as the moms are. But it's so refreshing to hear a male's perspective on the pregnancy, on the delivery, on the, oh my God, I'm going to be a daddy moment. We see some of them on Lifetime, but I'm bringing them to you real life right here on the porch. Today is no different. I want you guys to stay tuned and meet a phenomenal dad, TK. Hey now. Welcome in. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. How are you?
I am doing well. How about you and yours?
We're doing all right.
Fabulous. Thank you for joining us on the porch. This is our dad series. So excited to have you. So excited to have met you. So what is your resume? How many babies do you have?
I have two young daughters, 7 and 9, Serenity and Trinity.
Oh, so are they as peaceful as their names?
For the most part.
Alrighty. And what do they call you?
Daddy.
They call you Daddy. Awesome. So you were married, correct?
I was.
So were these pregnancies planned?
The first pregnancy was planned. The second one, my youngest daughter, Trinity, she kind of popped up on us.
Right on. Because they're what, 2 years apart?
Yes.
Okay. So do you remember how you felt when you found out your wife was pregnant with both?
I was excited. Most people at that age, you know, probably weren't married. And probably already had kids. We were 29.
Okay.
And, you know, she took the test and it came back positive. And I knew it was real because I got all the pregnancy symptoms.
You're my first dad to admit that. That is so awesome. What kind of symptoms did you have?
Nausea, vomiting. I was supposed to start a new job, and it was like my first day. I was on the way there and I had to stop. I had to pull over and throw up, ended up being late, and that was the end of that job.
And so, did you think it was just nervous jitters for the job, or you knew?
No, I knew. And that's how I knew about the second one. Because I really don't get sick. I was at work one day, and out of clear blue, I just started throwing up into the trash can. And he like, you know, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing I could think of. So my wife must be pregnant.
Uh-oh.
I called her. I said, I'm at work throwing up for no reason. So you might want to get a pregnancy test.
Wow.
Sure enough, it came back positive.
And how awesome and cool that is that you guys had that kind of bond. Like, you knew before she did. I often wondered if that was true or not. So how did you guys prepare for your pregnancies?
I mean, we just, took it one day at a time. I went to doctor's visits with her. Made sure we got, cribs, playpen, car seats, stuff like that.
Did you guys do any Lamaze classes or watch any videos to get you prepared for the big day?
No, not really. No.
Okay, how about baby showers?
We did have baby showers.
Yeah. Were you like a big participant?
I was there. I played along.
You played along. What was your favorite game? Did you have one?
Like snatching the clothespins.
So the day your firstborn was born, do you want to share that day with us, what that was like?
Sure, that was at that point we were in between vehicles, so I had to call my one of my friends, like, look, we need to get to the hospital like ASAP. He was like, I got y'all. So we went. It was like maybe 10 in the morning. We went and she wasn't quite dilated enough. So sent her back home. And then later that night, she said she couldn't take the contractions anymore. So got him to take us back. And yeah, she came out hollering.
Were they natural? It was a natural delivery then?
Yes, she did
And
have a epidural, but yeah,
oh.
natural delivery. Called our pastor at the time, and as soon as he picked up the phone, he heard her crying. He was like, "Oh, she's here." Okay.
Oh. Now you said she did or she did not have an epidural?
She did.
Okay, good, because I was already feeling her pain if she didn't. And then were you in the room?
I was.
Awesome. What was that like?
What was that like? It was definitely perspective changing.
Yeah.
To actually see and witness, like, live, like life coming into the world.
Especially a life that's half yours. So that's awesome. What about your second one?
The second one, we went to the same hospital, which happens to be the same hospital I was born in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, both of my kids were born at the same hospital I was born in. We had a little hang up with my second daughter. Right before she was on her way out, like, she was fidgety the whole pregnancy. And she ended up turning some type of way and got her umbilical cord wrapped around her neck, so she was losing the oxygen. So I didn't get to see that one because they had to rush her into the OR for an emergency C-section.
Okay. Wow, I bet that was very scary. Yes.
Yes, it was.
So you may have gotten off the hook because I had a cesarean as well, and the father was in the room with me and actually got to see it. I believe he was split screen. He could see me. He could see what they were doing to me. And I don't think he really ever looked at me the same. So you might have been saved from something there. But it was uneventful after the baby was out. Everything was okay?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent,
excellent. I mean, my wife didn't under really, she thought they were treating her like kind of unfairly. But, you know, it was a case of, you know, trying to save the baby's life. So, I mean.
And what do you mean that they maybe didn't do all they could for her? Or what do you mean?
Yeah, she said they were like, you know, it was just like, come on, you got to go. This is what we're doing. It ain't no questioning. Like, you know, and we got to hurry up and get this baby out too. It's either you or the baby. So we're going to try to save both of y'all. Because, you know, it's hard enough having a baby anyway. So we want both to come out on the other side alive. So, and she said they were like kind of rough handling her, but afterwards she understood the urgency of it.
Right. So what has come natural to you being a dad?
Natural. protective instinct. I'm very protective over my girls. Just, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing.
So you were a daddy bear right from the get, huh?
Yep.
And I bet they can appreciate that being girls. And so what have been your challenges?
Challenges? You know, they're still young, so they haven't been many. But like I said, the oldest one is 9. So we've got the puberty stage and all that coming. So, you know, I'm sure that's going to be a challenge. Right now, it's just trying to find stuff for them to wear, keep them pretty, keep them girly.
Keep them pretty and keep them girly. And what does that entail? What does that mean? Nails, hair?
Hair. You know, you got to monitor what they watch, what they hear, what they listen to. Kids are sponges. So, you know, if you see them kind of mimicking a certain thing, you got to nip that in the bud.
And so I know one of our conversations, we talked about you have a love of cooking and they do too. And we maybe talked about you guys starting a YouTube channel. Any more thought to that?
It may be something in the works.
Yeah. That could be really fun. So my last question is, what would you like to tell all the dads from the porch today?
I would like to tell all the dads to just hang in there. You are awesome. Love your kids. Do everything possible that you can for them. Just like we say, we only get one mom and dad. You know, we might get more than one kids, but they are our flesh and blood. And, you know, treat them as such.
Yes, and an awesome dad, it sounds like you are. And I thank you so very much for joining us on the porch. Any more words you want to share?
I just want to spread love and positivity to everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. And shout out to you and your baby girls. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the school year and have a fantabulous summer.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. We'll talk to you guys next time on the porch. Take care.
All right.
And so, yes, again, love talking to my dads. Thank you, TK, for tuning in and for sitting with us on the porch. And I will be the very first one to share, post, subscribe, and like to that YouTube channel of you and your baby girls. Thank you guys for continuing to listen and support. You guys be strong, be beautiful, and as always, be blessed.